Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Sicori. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The right fielder, Goody Rosen. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Garland Lawing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blattner. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Blattner steals second. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Sicori settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Lawing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Stringer now playing second base. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Garland Lawing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawing hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sikori. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is walked intentionally. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blattner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Blattner moves to second. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rucker bunts towards first. Waitke scoops it up and throws to first, with Stringer covering, for the out. Blattner moves to third. Rosen moves to second. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Erickson now pitching. Garland Lawing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawing is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawing strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Frank Sikori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sikori is 0-for-1 in the game. Sikori takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a pop-up towards the mound. Erickson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blattner hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mize hits a pop-up towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Stringer moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Stringer scores. Lowry moves to third. It's Cubs 3, Giants, 3. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sicori hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Cavaretta scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Marv Rickard pinch runs for Frank Sicori. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Marv Rickard now playing left field. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garland Lawing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawing is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawing hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Stringer. Gordon moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Gordon trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Erickson strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Graham pinch hits for Ken Trinkle. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Blattner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Rucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Budnick now pitching. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Mize reaches second base with a double. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Garland Lawing. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing left field. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott pinch hits for Mike Budnick. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney pinch runs for Mel Ott. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Blattner bunts for an out with unknown description. One out. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.